Hey there, Spacemakers. I'm Daniel C, joined by my good friend and co-host, Matt Bain. This is the third season of The Spacemakers, a podcast to help you live an intentional, meaningful life. More than a podcast, this pod course will help you get unstuck in one area of life, one step at a time, by helping you shift the way you live and work. A special thank you to our amazing sponsors, Bok Nutrients, Banjo's Bakery Cafes, and Blunston. From our beautiful home state of Tasmania, the island of creativity, and of course, spacemaking.
The Spacemakers with Daniel C. and Matt Bain.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Spacemakers podcast. We are so excited to be back here for season three, another podcast to help you make space for an intentional, meaningful life. I'm here with my co-host, the one and only Matt Bain.
Hey, Dan. Great to be back.
It's good to be back after a number of months. And we are going to talk about how to make space to get unstuck for a surprising second act. If you haven't been part of the Spacemakers podcast before, my name's Daniel C. I'm an author. I've written a number of books, Spacemaker and Raising Tech Healthy Humans, all about helping you make space and slow down and also help your kids make space if they use too much tech. I have done a TEDx talk. I'm a productivity consultant and generally like to help people think about how to make space. I'm here with Matt, who works for Spacemakers, trainer and coach, and one of the smartest people I know, which is why I'm thankful for you being on the podcast.
Thanks, Dan. Very kind of you to say. Just the record, I still haven't written a book, but yeah.
Thanks. That's right. thanks. You will. We will one day. We will one day. And so, Matt, we call this a pod course more than a podcast. It's a name we made up ourselves.
Yeah, but it's catching on.
Hopefully it catches on. But we really wanted to differentiate what we're doing because we spent a lot of time really thinking carefully about how to take one idea over 10 episodes to help people move from A to, I don't know, Z, or maybe A to B. I don't know how far they move. But the point of our pod courses is that each season is very, very different and distinct. So the first season was about how to retrain your mind. Mm-hmm. We talked about technology and the impact of tech and why our attention's fractured, but particularly how to refocus if you're feeling fractured.
Yeah, and season two was all about making space for life's inevitable resets. And particularly that was in relation to midlife. So not just midlife, but particularly midlife and the 18s to like 30s as well.
Yeah, the midlife squeeze and how to reset your habits if you need to shift them based on the research.
Yep, that was it.
So you and I have been talking about what comes next.
Yeah.
And how did we land on moving from reset to unstuck?
Yeah, that was via a lot of the feedback that we got from our excellent listeners. I was really optimistic about the last season. I was really, really looking forward to it, right? Yep. But even I was surprised by how many people, as it landed, told me, reached out and told me that it resonated.
Yeah.
Particularly like the angle about midlife, particularly people who, again, who are roughly like our age, right? So in the kind of like mid-40s and beyond.
Yeah, the midlife squeeze just, it resonated, didn't it? I went to a party just the other day and I talked to just two or three people who had listened to the podcast. And there was one lady who said she's wanted to exercise for years and just hasn't done it. And one of our episodes where we talked about never miss a workout just got her moving and now she swims three times a week. You know, another person at that party said that her and her partner or husband listened to the podcast and talked about how to help their family life. So I'm like, that's just super encouraging.
Yeah, it's great. Like we've heard, and this is legit, we've heard people actually say they've made significant changes in their career. Mm. And we've heard people say that they've like they've implemented new patterns and rhythms of just seeing particularly like old friends.
Mm. Hey, one person wrote to us and said, this is what we've done. Mm-hmm. This is what he's done in every single episode and how it's changed his life. That was awesome. So whoever that was, thank you for that.
Yeah, that was really impressive.
But we did have a few people write and just suggest that the reset idea didn't resonate with them 100%.
Yeah, or at least perhaps they saw it, they valued it, but it was mostly as an aspiration. They didn't know how to actually realize for now.
One guy, I think, said, you know, he realizes the value of old friends and the importance of resetting, but he actually feels really sad because he doesn't have any old friends because he never did the stuff in the first place. Mm-hmm. So you and I reflected on emails like that and we thought, actually, it's not so much that this person needs a reset, but they're actually stuck and they need to get unstuck, which is what this season's going to be about.
Yes.
Reset looking back, unstuck being about moving forward.
Yeah. And just to be clear, like we're not talking about stuck as in their entire, someone's entire life is a mess, but in one really valuable domain of their life, they feel stuck, as in they don't know how to progress with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And but that can make you feel like you're stuck in all of your life.
Yeah.
But we want to help you reframe some of that and actually find practical habits and steps to move forward.
Yep. It's good.
So you and I have talked about the analogy that life is a bit like a game. So imagine it's halftime in the game of life. You know, the whistle blows, you head off the field, you know, the oranges come out and you're sitting on the sidelines and maybe you're feeling a bit dejected because the game's not heading the way you want it to head. You know, maybe, you know, you've had a small injury. I don't know, maybe you've had some bad luck against you. I don't know, maybe you kicked an own goal. I don't know. But whatever it is, you know, you're down points. You're feeling like things aren't heading the way you expected, and I suppose you're feeling a bit stuck. So what do you do, you know, if the oranges are there and you're reflecting and you don't know what to do next? How do you actually get unstuck and get back on the field to play, you know, a surprising second half? You know, it could be stuck in lots of ways. You know, you and I have talked about might be a career.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel stuck in a relationship that's gone sour or that feels broken. You might feel stuck in terms of finances,
sure,
you know, and just experiencing the pinch of finances and maybe debt.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel stuck in terms of purpose and just feeling a general lack of purpose in life, or yeah, maybe feeling stuck in terms of your health, just how that's progressing and maybe your inability to execute or to implement the stuff that you know you want to do, but you just can't get there. I don't know. You could be stuck in any way.
Yeah, but I guess like you were saying before, if I feel stuck in one way, there's a good chance it's going to permeate and make me feel like I'm stuck in general.
Yeah. So what do you do? How do you get back on the field?
Mm-hmm.
How do you have a surprising second act? And we've said that because it may not end up the way you expect. And actually the second half may be a very different second half than you thought it would be. But we actually think that the tools and principles we're going to talk about this season will actually help you get back on the field and actually make a tremendous change in your life. Mm-hmm. As opposed to change things when change is hard.
And just to be clear, we're not talking about being stuck just in midlife, right?
We're
feeling about we're talking about the sensation of being stuck in any period of life.
Yeah, you can get stuck in your 30s, 40s, 50s, like in a domain or in multiple areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still going to refer to some of the midlife stuff just probably because that's where you and I are at.
Yeah.
And I think there's something about the midlife squeeze which leads to stuckness.
It's very stuck conducive. Yeah.
That's the term. Yeah, stuck conducive. Mm. But no, the principles we're going to teach, we've used for coaching and training with lots of different people, and they work to help you move forward, particularly if like you look forward and life's a fog and you actually don't know what to do next. Well, then how do you actually move forward? And that's what we're going to talk about in terms of the principles. So if you stay to the end of the podcast, we are going to unravel our shift framework, which we've spent a lot of time thinking about. It's an acrostic, S-H-I-F-T, so you can spell, to help you shift the way you work.
Yeah, that F is important.
And we'll talk about how these shift principles will help you get unstuck over this 10-episode pod course. So I was having a walk, just having a conversation with my friend Wilbur the other day, and we were talking about the podcast. And he listens to it, he asked some questions, we had an interesting conversation, but he's in midlife, you know, just like I am, and experiences that kind of midlife squeeze that we talked about in last season. And he said this really profound or interesting comment. He said, "Oh, it's just like a chiasm, or your season reminds me of a chiasm." And I'm like, "I don't know what a chiasm is." And he explained it, you know, it's like a structure with a beginning, a middle, and a beginning rather than an end. And then he said something quite profound. He said, once you see the pattern, you see it everywhere. And, you know, you have these kind of moments, you know, I call them chorus moments that stick in your head. And that was one where I was like, that there seems to be something in there. So I went and looked it up, and you and I had a chat, and I realized you know a lot more about chiasm or chiasma than I do. And I think he's right. I think once you see the pattern, you see it everywhere. And I think it's a super helpful concept to frame where we're heading in season 3.
So my understanding, right, and again, just to preface this, I'm not a big time chiasm expert,
I want the t-shirt. I'm a chiasm. I'm from Space Makers and I'm a chiasm expert.
Yep. So my understanding is that it is a literary device. In its most common form, it's used in poetry, like Hebrew poetry. And it's called a chiasm because chiasm is the Greek letter or name for the symbol that we see as the X.
So that's where Elon Musk got that from.
Maybe. I don't feel like that's probably above my pay grade. But perhaps, yeah. So the X. So as a form of literary device, it's a pattern, right? And it can be via words or it can be in terms of themes.
Okay.
And the pattern is usually something like this, okay? A, B, C, D, C, B, A. A, B, C, D, C, B, A. So what that means, right, is that that D in that sequence is the equivalent of the middle of an X.
Okay.
So the middle of the X, like the equivalent of that D, as a literary device, say in poetry, indicates what the big theme or the big idea or the interpretive meaning is for what's preceded it, the A, B, C, and what comes after it.
And so what I like the description, I think Wilbur said, it's like instead of a beginning, a middle and an end, which tends to be the storylines that we have in our movies and our books, it's the idea that there's a beginning, a middle and then a beginning or a new beginning that is informed by this often challenging or surprising or difficult kind of chiasm.
Yeah.
X.
Yeah.
Well, so how does that relate to what we're talking about?
Yeah. So for our purposes, I think we could say that the middle of that X, or you know, the equivalent of the D, is the point of feeling stuck. And it's often easy to think, okay, well, when I'm stuck, this is like the end of something. And it's easy to feel like I can't see what comes next. If you're really stuck, you can't see, like you said, it's a bit of a fog.
Yeah. If you're really stuck, like you feel stuck, but you know what your plan is.
Yeah.
You actually don't even know what to do next.
Yeah, that's right. So you really are flailing, right, when you're genuinely stuck. And so this idea of the chiasm is actually hopefully a call for hope, because it means that it's actually that being stuck, that feeling of being stuck, serves as a catalyst for what your new beginning is going to be. It's like it provides some energy. It's the cause. It's the engine for a new beginning.
It's almost like we get stuck, and that might be the X in your life or the pivot point of your life, and you push against it, you know, like, this is not what I want. This is painful, or it's hurting, or I feel disappointed, or I've broken relationships. You know, like it's the chiasm point sucks.
Yeah.
But actually, it's the very thing that you need to actually have a surprising second act.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's really encouraging if you can, I suppose, have a sense of purpose or meaning or understand that there's value in being stuck. It's not just something you want to get out of. It's something you want to learn from, grow in, and be projected through.
It's like realizing this is going to take you somewhere that you didn't know that you were meant to go. But hopefully it's going to take you somewhere, as trite as it sounds, somewhere that's better than where you think you were going. So it's not a case of, well, I'm stuck, so I want to take this old roadmap that I had and just consult it further so I can get back onto my original destination. It's like, no, like you're going to have to throw that map away. Chances are the point of being stuck is that you're going to be given in time and through some hard work a new map with a new destination.
Yeah. But you only get that if you somehow change when you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, we had an interview with Dr. Julia Vidal in kind of the mid-season bonus interviews.
Yeah.
And she talked about suffering and her experience of suffering. And I loved her line, and it was a line that she had in one of her poems, that you don't want to waste your suffering.
Yeah.
And that's really stuck with me as well, that idea that actually maybe the chiasm, maybe that kind of that X point in your life is a point where you can either choose to, you know, not learn from your suffering, maybe become bitter, maybe become smaller or more angry, or you can actually not waste your suffering and let it change you and let it change your perspectives, allow it to give you new dreams and actually propel you not to an end on the other side of the chiasm, but a new beginning, something that actually is fresh and different.
Yes.
You know, I often think about my life, and I've had a few chiasm points, I would say. I could never imagine the life that I have now. And if I had the life that I wanted, and if I had everything that I thought I wanted come true in my 20s, I'd have a shitty life. Or it wouldn't be the thing that I would want now. Do you know what I mean? And the only way that I've been able to experience a fresh, surprising next season is by just spending long enough in that chiasm and letting it change me.
I really like that. And without trying to kind of press the analogy too far and too hard, I'd still say that even if it hasn't gone, your life hasn't gone exactly the way that you planned it in your 20s, and then again, like that's a good thing, and it hasn't gone that way because of the chiasm, you still, if you like, your new beginnings, although it's different from what you envisioned, it's still very much you. You know what I mean? It's still Dan. So what we're talking...
Well, I didn't know who I was back then. And in fact, every new chiasm or every new shitty experience where I feel stuck actually gives me new insights into who I am. Because you have to kind of shed the stuff that you hold so dear in order to actually become who you are for that next season.
Yeah. And this is important, right? Because we're not suggesting that, again, you go through like the middle of the X, you go through the period of stuckness.
Sure.
And you're meant to emerge as a completely radically different, you know, like... innately different person.
Yes.
We're not suggesting that.
I had bad jokes before the chasm. I have bad jokes after. Yeah. And now I have bad jokes after the next one.
Because it's
well.
Still A, B, C, D, and then C, B, A. It's, there's still some more of you that continues just like in a new form.
Mm. So I suppose the point of this conversation from what I see is if you feel like there's a domain in your life that isn't working or if you feel like your whole life is stuck, there's purpose in it.
Yeah.
And actually, in some ways, the deeper the hole, the more gold you'll find if you allow it to shift you and change you and if you do the things that can actually help you move forward.
Yeah.
We don't want to belittle how hard it is to be stuck as well. And it's easy for us to say, oh, I'm stuck, you know, in some ways, but, you know, there are things that are really terrible that happen to people that haven't happened to me. Yeah. You know, I don't want to underplay how hard it is. And we don't want to simplify this, do we?
No. So the last thing that we want is for this to come across as a kind of a stuck for dummies guide or like some kind of like a, I don't know, like a advice kind of column, like a trite advice column, old school advice column. Mm. Yeah, certainly don't want to move this in that direction.
Yeah, and the thing about the A, B, C, D and then the C, B, A is actually C, B and A isn't like, it's not like I had a hard, great life, had a bad situation and now I have a great life again. Mm-hmm. Actually, the C, B, A on the other side might still be challenging and still be difficult,
but there's
meaning and purpose and richness and texture in it that is right for the next season, which is why we want to say, this season is about making space to get unstuck for a surprising second act rather than for the best second act ever. Because surprising is good, but again, it may not be exactly what you hope for.
And it's probably not going to be easy. Surprising doesn't mean easy.
Yeah. But it does mean good.
Yeah.
And that's what we'd love for everyone from this season, for them to actually have a surprising second act through the principles and ideas that we share. So Matt, you've been in the Spacemakers Dojo. Tell me what you like about our online community.
Yeah. How do I love it? Let me count the ways. I'll give you like a few just straight off the bat then. My number one thing that I really appreciate about it is how much variety is packed into an hour. So it moves at a really like rapid, fast pace and you get like a dose of a bunch of different things, which I really enjoy. It keeps someone with my limited attention span really engaged.
Yeah, and you get to talk, you do polls, you get to talk with other people. It's not just a talk fest. No, so every fortnight.
Exactly.
So that's the Zoom session,
That's right. So you get to travel or journey with people for maybe somewhere between 6 and 12 months. Mm. And that is enough time to work, you know, if you like shoulder to shoulder, to check in with people regularly like enough to provide each other with some genuine and useful support, which is part of the fortnightly coaching sessions.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole point of the dojo really is about creating a space where you don't just learn to make space, but you talk with others, you reflect on what you want to apply and actually have some supportive accountability in a community. It's about making sure that you can learn and grow and make space in your life and shift the way you work with others. So I really like that as well. So look, if people are interested in joining the Spacemakers Dojo, which is our online community, you'll absolutely love it. Go to spacemakers.au/dojo to learn more. And as a podcast listener, if you sign up for a 12-month membership, which is already super affordable, and use our discount code podcast25, the first 25 people who do this will get 12 months of the dojo membership for the price of 6, which is a great experience.
That's a really good deal.
Mm. And you'll get to meet Matt and I live in the dojo, get our e-learning courses and our online community. It would be great to have people there.
Because no one's sick of our voices yet.
And our faces. So Matt, what do we mean by stuck? I mean, it's a simple term. We chose it because it's memorable.
Yeah.
But It's probably not a psychologically sound term. What do we mean by being stuck?
And no one's ever accused us of being psychologically sound.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's a podcast. You can say whatever you want and just pretend you're smart. But yeah, what do we mean by stuck and what do we mean by unstuck?
Yeah, cool. So our working definition of stuck, I think, involves like at least two elements. Like number one, you may have had some goals in particular domains for particular domains of your life, and you just haven't reached them. Okay. Yep. And you haven't reached them. And there's a sense of disappointment and frustration that comes with that. Mm. So you're stuck as in, you know, you had destination A in mind and you thought that you'd be there by now and you haven't hit it.
Yep. Yeah.
And if we're talking like genuinely stuck, then chances are that's come through circumstances beyond your control. You know what I mean? So things, life has happened to you that's made it just impossible to kind of get there, right? So that's the first kind of example. The second type of stuck that we're talking about is, and this is the throwback to last season, this is relates back to like to the Roadrunner idea. So maybe you had destination A in mind and maybe like you've reached destination A, but once you get there, you think, man, actually the satisfaction or the feeling of contentment I was hoping to derive from this is actually not present. And so now I feel like I've actually gotten to where I wanted to go, but it's not all that. And I feel like stuck, as in like, what's next? Mm. Yeah. So that's the second kind of stuck. Probably like rarer in terms of where we're coming from. The third thing I reckon is worth talking about with that definition is like, I guess like the feeling. The feeling of being stuck. So, you know, I was thinking about it. If you say like got a diagnosis of being pre-diabetic or having type 2 diabetes, like right away, right? Right away, there'd be a bunch of resources that were thrust upon you that would allow you to navigate a way through. It'll outline really concrete next steps. Here's what you do. Change up the diet, take the medication, exercise more.
Whether or not you've got the motivation or ability to do that is another thing, but at least there's a map.
So assuming that you've got the motivation for it, that is a not fun diagnosis to have whatsoever. Mm. But at the same time, you've got a roadmap forward and some internal drive and motivation to get there.
Yep.
So I'd say it's difficult, but that's not the same thing as being stuck.
Okay.
Stuck is when, again, I don't know what to do next. Okay. I haven't even got my hands, my arms around the problem. Yeah, it's still kind of fuzzy and vague in terms of what am I actually dealing with? Why do I feel stuck? What does it look like? And I don't even know like what the next step is. So I don't have the end destination in mind. I don't know what like where the new map is going, so to speak. And I don't even know what the next couple of steps to take to get there is either.
And of course, we do want to say, you know, this is not a medical. We're not medical experts. I'm sure there's more official terminology that we should probably say. Mm. But you know, if you're struggling with, you know, deep mental health issues, with traumatic backgrounds and things that require professional psychology or medical advice or medicine, the podcast isn't meant to replace
that.
But we are hoping to provide some helpful principles that have been based on our coaching experience and reading and the research to help you make some wise, smart choices.
Yeah, that's right. For the more kind of almost like garden variety, everyday life domains that people normally feel stuck in.
Yeah.
So to kind of bring this like to a bit of a close, there was lots of feedback we got last season about people getting sick of Richard Rohr and Cal Newport quotes.
So we went deeper this time.
So we went deeper. And I know this is from one of your favorite poets, Dan. So I picked it out especially. From the Aussie band Powderfinger.
Yeah.
Probably penned by Bernard Fanning if you want to get into specific details. This quote kind of sums up what we're talking about pretty well, I think. And it goes, "This life, well, it's slipping right through my hands. These days turned out nothing like I had planned."
Deep. But it is deep, actually. Like, these days turned out nothing like I planned. I think that's a great description. Stuck, whether you're in midlife or any other season of life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when I mean, I don't know if that's the intention of the song, but when I hear that kind of song or when I think of that expression, I'm like, thank goodness these days didn't turn out as I had planned, because there's a better plan and a better unstuckness, better beginning on the other side of the chasm.
Yeah, I like that. It's good.
So why don't we have 30 seconds to pause and reflect and think, are you stuck? You know, are there areas of your life or even just one domain where you feel like it's a bit cloudy, where you resonate with some of the ideas that we've talked about, and what might it look like for you to find meaning in the chiasm, to have a beginning, a middle, and then a fantastic, new, surprising beginning? hopefully that was helpful to pause and reflect. We always have 30 seconds of silence because this podcast is not about what you learn, but it's about what you do. And we want you to reflect and do something with the information from this season. But having gone from the great Richard Rohr to the even greater Powderfinger, it's all up here from here, we want to introduce the framework that we're going to walk you through over 10 episodes to help you get unstuck. And we've used an acrostic called SHIFT to help you shift the way you live and work, which is our tagline, but S-H-I-F-T, see, I'm good at spelling that. Let me go through it. So the first part of the SHIFT framework is to select one domain. Okay, so there are multiple domains in your life. We're going to talk about the four burner theory next episode and help you reflect on the idea that you need to pick a domain to shift if you want to get unstuck. Even if you feel stuck in multiple domains, you can't change everything at once. But if you find the right domain to shift and to shift, and if you can shift one small habit and do it habitually, well, then you can get kind of exponential gains or capital growth, so to speak, on those habits.
Yeah, it's good. So one at a time. It's good.
Yeah. So second one is to harness your strengths. And we're going to talk about the importance of focusing on what works rather than what doesn't. We're going to talk about the science of strengths. You know, I'm a Clifton Strengths coach. We've got Clifton Strengths coaches in our team, and talk about why it's important to not just fixate on what's broken and try to fix your weaknesses, but to actually work out what are the bright spots and how can I amplify those things.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to move forward from being stuck.
If I've heard you right, we're talking about almost like deploying our strengths to help almost indirectly address our weaknesses.
Absolutely. Because it's so easy to fixate on what's broken and what's wrong, especially in that kind of chiasm.
Yeah.
But actually, let's start by focusing on what's right.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. From there, we're going to look at the I, which is to imagine multiple paths. And I love this stuff. This is about hope theory from Schneider. And we're going to talk about the idea of way power, which is forming multiple paths to come up with creative and novel solutions so that you can try new things if you feel stuck and learn and experiment as you move forward. So that's going to be a good kind of one or two episodes. The next one is the F, to forge ahead with action.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. And so that, if I've understood it correctly, is all about acting our way into new ways of thinking, as opposed to just trying to think, rationalize, conceptualize, think my way into new ways of acting.
Yeah. So thinking, planning, all that stuff's super important, but at some point you have to start doing stuff.
Yeah.
And particularly if you're in the fog, actually you need to do stuff and learn. Because if you just keep thinking about it, you won't usually get very far.
Yeah, it's good. And action, for what it's worth, is usually potent, as in it brings with it a sense of agency.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and motivation as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about how to do that and some strategies around how to forge new actions. And the final one is about traveling alongside others. And why does that matter?
Yeah, because if you find a community of like-minded people around you who want to head in the same direction, then you are harnessing that collective motivation, that inspiration, like, and then encouragement, you know, so much easier than trying to kind of shift solo.
Yeah. And look, I just don't think you can shift solo, you know, even if it's just one or two people, ideally a community, but just change is a communal game. And so how might you be authentic and real and actually talk about your stuckness with others in order to move forward?
Yeah.
So that's the SHIFT framework. We're going to unpack that episode by episode and actually give you practical actions to put in your life to help you move forward. So Matt, talking about the F, forging our way to action, we like to give an activity for people to do between episodes because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And actually, you won't be able to get unstuck unless you do something between episodes to take the information and to apply it. So what's our activity for today?
Yeah. So we'd love you to take a 5-minute stroll around the block. And going back to Dan's excellent kind of analogy, again, it's halftime, you're on the sidelines, the oranges have come out, and you're feeling like, for some reason, in at least one domain of life, you're stuck. Your team's not winning, you're really down on your own performance. And so we'd like you to just, as uncomfortable as it may be, just stop and sit and think about why you feel stuck and where in life you feel most stuck. Yeah. So the why and the where. Yeah. And again, we are assuming that most people, myself included, have at least one area or domain where you even just kind of intuitively know that you're stuck. And again, it is like the risk is that it permeates, it bleeds through all other areas of life in terms of how you feel about your life as a whole.
Yeah.
So what's the cause of that for you? The why and the where do you feel stuck?
Yeah. And there's different levels of stuckness for different people.
Yeah.
We don't want you to stay fixated or focusing on the area of stuckness over time. But for this first step, you do need to acknowledge where you're stuck.
Yes, yeah.
You need to reflect on the emotions and feelings that you have, even if you can't quite articulate what they are.
Mm.
And maybe just sit in it. So we don't want people to fix it or solve it, do we?
No. Yeah, and the sitting's only for 5 minutes. Like, it's only a 5-minute exercise, mate.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It shouldn't destroy you, should it?
Let's hope it doesn't undo you.
Yeah. But the key is to walk out of that activity with a sense of, okay, I am actually stuck in this area or this domain, and maybe these are some of the feelings or experiences I have, and just that's enough.
Yeah, that's it.
Because then we're going to walk you through what to do with that over the next 9 episodes.
That's it. So that's going to be like the raw material for the rest of this season.
Yeah. Now, we say only 5 minutes, but actually 5 minutes is hard in the busyness of everyday life just to get your head into that space. So we love action triggers.
Action triggers.
So action triggers are when you preset in your mind or even better in your calendar, a when and a where. So where will you go and what will you do? So the activity is what Matt's described, but basically pause for a moment. Don't turn off the podcast and think, when will you go for this 5-minute walk? You know, ideally outdoors, I find that helps.
Mm-hmm.
And when will you reflect on the questions that Matt's asked?
Yeah.
Don't leave this podcast episode without at least having committed to yourself when and where you'll do that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to trigger that action in a more active way.
And like we always say, for bonus points or icing on cakes, maybe like talk to a friend about it as well. Start to do this in community in terms of, hey, this is when I'm going to do it. Just like letting you know. So maybe you can ask me about just whether I actually did it afterwards as well.
So just to wrap up for this first episode of season 3, we would love you to help us out or help yourself out actually, because remember, travel with others is a pretty critical part of getting unstuck. And so you could help us, but help yourself. We would love you to share this episode with a friend.
Yeah, and maybe in the process you actually be helping someone else as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So talk about this with a friend. Mm. Think about one or two people who you could talk about it with, because, I mean, there's nothing like actually listening to this podcast with others and then talking about it and encouraging each other, talking about what you've done and how you're actually making changes in your life. And of course, if you're enjoying the Space Makers podcast, well, then we would love you to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or whatever platform you listen on. Please leave a review. It's super helpful. And if you're watching on YouTube, well, then please like, subscribe, and more importantly, leave a comment so that we can learn about what you like and we can reply to your comments along the way. So just to wrap up this episode, let's go back to the analogy of life being like a game and you're heading back on the field at halftime. I mean, what we would love to see for you from this entire podcast is for you to walk away feeling less stuck. So for you to pick a domain of your life or an area of your life where things are a bit tough, for you to make one or two very tangible, specific changes that are well thought out based on the research, to build a habit in your life to actually move forward and feel like you have a sense of hope and meaning and purpose and direction again, even if you don't fix your problems in 10 weeks, we definitely think that you can walk away making great progress. And so I'd love you to get back on the field, you know, with your head high, feeling confident that you can play the game. You don't know how the game's going to finish and you don't know how it's going to end up, but you have hope and purpose and a plan for what it looks like to live and experience a great second act. So we'd love you to journey with us and others over these next 10 episodes of our podcast to help you make space to get unstuck for a surprising second act.
So next week, Dan.
Yes.
I'm excited and I know you're excited because we're going to be unveiling what we call the 5 capitals of life. And critically, this is going to help people, ourselves included, identify what that one domain may be that they really want to drill down and work on for the remainder of the pod course.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But until next time, make space.
See ya.
The Space Makers with Daniel C. and Matt Bain.
A special thank you to our amazing sponsors, Bok Nutrients, Banjo's Bakery Cafes, and Blunston. From our beautiful home state of Tasmania, the island of creativity, and of course, space making.
If you feel busy, overloaded, and struggling to keep up, the Spacemakers Dojo is here to help. This online community is for busy professionals like you, dedicated to making space together. For less than $75 a month, you can access our best-selling courses like Email Ninja and Priority Samurai. Join live Zoom training sessions and share your learning with others. Dive into the dojo to regain control of your time and make space in a supportive, accountable community. Visit spacemakers.au/dojo to find out more. Until next time, make space.